when you have a short meditation like this, you want to compensate for the lack of time by the quality of your focus. Try to make it as steady as you can. You may have noticed in the past when the mind settles down, it likes to be in one part of the body. Well, go right there. What kind of breathing does it like? Well, breathe in that way. Then stick with it. You're developing a quality of consistency, continuity. Because that's what allows you to see things you wouldn't see otherwise. Otherwise, our awareness of the world is like connect the dots. We know a dot here, a dot there. But we don't see what connects them, so we have our imaginary lines that connect them. What was intended to be an airplane might end up being a duck. We miss a lot of things, and not just in the world outside, we miss a lot of things in our own mind. That's what's really important. Because the mind goes from one state of becoming to another. And becoming is when you see something you want, and you can imagine the world in which that thing is, and then you can imagine going into that world to get what you want. And the mind goes from these becomings throughout the day, one to the next to the next. It's how we move from one thought world to the other. It's also how we move from one life to another, the same process. Simply that when we move from one life, we're pushed out of the body. But the mind continues to keep on making these becomings. And it doesn't see the process clearly. It tends to blank out in between. So what we're trying to do as we meditate is to not blank out. See your thought world dissolve, see another one begin to form. And that's when you begin to see interesting things. And that's how the Buddha learned about dependent core arising, the causes for suffering, by seeing how the cravings that make for becomings entail suffering, and what all the stages are. When you see the stages, you begin to realize that there's worlds and they're not going to offer you the pleasure you hope they provide. Because you see they're made out of artificial things and ephemeral things. So they themselves will have to be ephemeral. Otherwise, it's like taking jellyfish and trying to build them into a house. They all fall apart. You keep on thinking, if there's some way I can do this, the jellyfish will stick together. Well, they're not going to stick together. And when you see it, it's just jellyfish, then let it go. So stay as continually as you can with the breath. And begin to see the workings of the mind in a lot more detail, things you would have missed otherwise. And you can realize there are times when you create a state of becoming. Some are useful, like the state of concentration is a useful state to have. But there are others that are a total waste of time. You can get to be more selective in where you go. And even though that's not the end of suffering, it's a step in the right direction.